adventures. Mark your calendars for Love Soap at 11 a.m. on radio and Saturdays at 5 p.m. on YouTube.
My name is Jotham.
My name is Kukena.
And this is how we met.
Apostles' Council of Churches disappointed with omission from Constitutional Amendment Committee. NACES calls for removal of betting billboard at Woodlands A Primary School. And Ethiopia accuses Eritrea of preparing for war as Red Sea tensions rise. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. The Apostles' Council of Churches in Zambia has expressed disappointment over the exclusion of 4 out of the 8 church mother bodies in the country from the Constitutional Amendment Technical Committee constituted by the President. Apostles' Council of Churches Programs Manager Maona Zulu said only 4 church mother bodies were selected to serve on the committee, a move he described as unrepresentative and lacking inclusivity. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka today, Reverend Zulu said the omission undermines the diversity of views needed in shaping a people-driven constitution. All church mother bodies should have been included to ensure that divergent views are captured in this important national document, said Reverend Zulu. He further called for adequate time to be allocated to the technical committee to thoroughly address all the concerns that led to the withdrawal of the Bill 7 from Parliament. Reverend Zulu expressed optimism that the bill could still be reintroduced after the upcoming elections, to ensure the process produces a people-driven constitution that stands the test of time.
Therefore, it's good to have the technical committee to look into this matter. It's good that Bill 7 is not yet back in Parliament. My advice and my wish is that let this bill issue and the constitutional issue should not be amended before the elections. If it is done, no matter whether the consultation is done or is not done, but if this constitution amendment is done before the elections, then everybody, a lot of people think it's a political move. That's how it is. When it is done after the elections, then it's a genuine thing.
Government says it is repositioning the country as a regional hub for climate investment with a focus on economic transformation driven by clean technology, renewable energy and sustainable finance. Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha has highlighted government's commitment to partnering in the development of investable projects and mobilize international climate finance from facilities such as the Green Climate Fund and the Climate Investment Fund. Speaking at the inaugural Chief Executives Forum for the Electric Vehicle, EV, Ambassador Zambia Initiative in Lusaka today, where he also unveiled an electric vehicle at the ministry, Mr. Mposha said the event marked a shift in Zambia's investment narrative and also represented a new direction that blends industrial competitiveness, climate ambition and inclusive growth. The EV Ambassador Zambia initiative serves both as a demonstration and a signal that government is committed to advancing industrialization from raw material extraction to value-added production and from policy declarations to actual commercial investments, said Mr. Mposha. He further noted that the transport sector is among the largest contributors to global greenhouse gas emissions, accounting for about 23% of total energy-related carbon dioxide emissions, posing both a climate challenge and an economic opportunity.
Our government is repositioning Zambia as a regional climate investment hub where economic transformation is driven by clean technology, renewable energy, and sustainable finance. This is the political and economic context within which we gather today to explore the business case for e-mobility and the catalytic role it plays.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, has called on the Lusaka City Council to immediately take down a betting billboard erected at Woodlands A Primary School in Lusaka. NACAES Executive Director Aaron Chansa expressed concern that the billboard has the potential to entice learners into engaging in betting activities. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Chansa questioned how both the council and school authorities could have allowed a betting billboard to be placed within school premises. The billboard is located right at the entrance of the school, and this is shocking, said Dr. Chansa. He emphasized that betting advertisements should never be allowed near learning institutions, as they serve as distractions and negatively influence young learners. Dr. Chansa further urged authorities to exercise sensitivity and responsibility when approving the erection of billboards, particularly around schools. He warned that the uncontrolled erecting of betting billboards across the country is a breeding hub for an irresponsible society.
And our demand is that this billboard should be removed immediately and anywhere where such billboards are being done near schools should be removed. We don't want to see anything disturb the appetite of our learners to learn. Learners must not be confused with the betting adverts. They are very disturbing. And we call on the Lusaka City Council, the Minister of Education, and other government wings.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has disclosed that Zambia is still facing an energy deficit despite ongoing efforts to stabilize the power supply. ERB Director of Corporate and Consumer Affairs, Mwika Malindima, says the board is working closely with government and other stakeholders to address the growing energy demand and ensure sustainable solutions for the country's power challenges. Mr. Malindima emphasized that overcoming the current energy shortfall requires collaborative efforts from all key players in the energy sector. Speaking to RTV News in Mamba of Sinazongwe District, Mr. Malindima explained that the Mamba Phase 2 power project is aimed at easing the energy deficit and revitalizing the country's energy infrastructure. Zambia needs an additional 700 megawatts to effectively address the current load shedding, said Mr. Malindima. He further urged media practitioners to gain a deeper understanding of the Mamba Power Plant project in order to provide communities with accurate and factual information on the progress of Phase 2 of the solar plant at Mamba Energy Limited and to help counter misinformation.
And we are still in the energy deficit. We heard Mamba is giving the nation, is pumping into the grid 300 megawatts. Combination of what's coming from hydropower stations and solar units, as the country is moving towards an energy mix, so that we do not rely solely on hydroelectricity. We do still have a deficit. At the beginning of the drought, the country had in excess of 1,000 megawatts.
In African news, Ethiopia has accused Eritrea of preparing to wage war against it in collusion with an opposition grouping in the latest sign of escalating tensions between the two neighbors over control of the Red Sea. Ethiopia's accusation is contained in a letter sent by its foreign minister, Gedeon Timotheus, to UN Chief Antonio Guterres, warning that the collusion had become more evident over the past few months. Eritrea has not yet commented on the letter, but its relationship with Ethiopia has become increasingly strained in recent months. Ethiopia has been rallying support to regain access to the Red Sea, causing alarm in Eritrea as it took control of the coastline at independence in 1993. Coming up shortly, key U.S. and regional mediators join talks in push to end Gaza war. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying,